The driving force behind a company implementing a share incentive scheme is typically the retention of staff. As such, on the termination of an employee's employment, any shares awarded must be removed from the plan. As we have seen, any income tax and NIC charges depend on the length of time the shares have been held within the plan. This rule only applies where the employment is terminated voluntarily by the employee. If an employment is terminated due to retirement, redundancy, or death, there is no charge on a withdrawal of shares from the plan. If the necessary provision is contained in the plan, free or matching shares may be subject to forfeiture. If an employee resigns his employment within the forfeiture period, which cannot be more than 3 years, the employer can claw back any free or matching shares awarded to the employee. The employer will do this by effectively cancelling the shares held by the trustees as at the date the employee leaves the company. There could, therefore, be a considerable incentive for the employee to wait for 3 years to elapse before resigning. Again, if the employment comes to an end due to injury, redundancy, retirement, or death, the shares will not be subject to forfeiture. Any income tax or NIC charges, i.e. on shares withdrawn either within 3 years or between 3 and 5 years, will normally be subject to deduction at source under PAYE. Remember that tax must be withheld at source under PAYE if an employee receives a readily convertible asset. As such, if the shares are not readily convertible, there is no requirement for the employer to withhold tax at source under PAYE. This will typically be the case if the shares are not listed on the stock exchange, i.e. the shares are in an unquoted company. If tax and NIC is deductible under PAYE, the PAYE scheme will generally be operated by the employer company and not by the trust. Finally in this session, let us take a few moments to discuss capital gains tax. As you may be aware, capital gains tax is charged on the growth in value of an asset over time. The asset in this case is shares. This is illustrated by the graph on the screen. The amount charged to capital gains tax is the difference between the value of the shares at the date they are withdrawn from the plan and their value at the date of sale. This means that if an employee withdraws shares from the plan, holds them for a period, and sells them later on, any increase in value in that period will be charged to capital gains tax. However, remember that once the minimum 3-year period has elapsed, the employee can call for the shares at any time. The trustees are only holding the shares on the employee's behalf. Therefore, the only reason for the employee to withdraw the shares from the plan is in order to sell them and release the cash proceeds. For this reason, any capital gains tax can be avoided by the employee withdrawing the shares from the plan immediately prior to the date of sale. Presumably, if an employee withdraws the shares from the plan on the Monday and sells the shares on the Tuesday, there will not be a capital gains tax liability, as the shares are unlikely to have increased significantly in value within that 24-hour period. As is customary, let us finish off this session on share incentive plans by attempting a couple of practice questions. The answer is that all 4 employees can be invited by ABC to participate in the scheme. ABC PLC must invite all full-time and part-time employees to participate. They may exclude Mr. Loud from participating because he has not been with the company for 18 months. However, this is discretionary, and in many instances, the employer company will invite every employee to participate in the scheme. Mrs. Mopp has withdrawn her free shares within a 5-year period. Therefore, there will be an income tax charge at the date of withdrawal. The shares had an initial value of £2,000 when they were awarded in September 2006. The value of the shares at the date they were withdrawn from the plan was £3 each, being £6,000. Because the shares have been withdrawn from the plan between 3 and 5 years from their initial allocation, the amount which will count as employment income will be the lower of the initial value and the value of the shares at the date of withdrawal. The lower of these two will be the initial value, which means that the charge on Mrs. Mopp is £2,000. This concludes this module on share incentive plans.